No, you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad that you can join us tonight. My friends, do you ever feel that you want to have a change in your life, that you want to move forward, that something's holding you back in reaching your goals? If so, now's the time to act and take control of your actions. Joining us tonight is my dear friend, psychologist, psychotherapist, corporate family psychologist, Elisa Billiard. She's amazing. She's out there. She's helped so many people, both men, women, children. Elisa, we love you. We want to welcome you back to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. How are you?
I'm very good, Rachel. Thank you for having me again. I'm so excited to be here in this interview. Thank you again.
It's our pleasure. Well, tonight, Elisa, I want to have a front and center conversation with you on how do you plan yourself to help so many women to effectuate positive change in their already fabulous lives. So let's do that, and we're ready to go. Talk to us.
Well, I have so many plans. So listen, Rachel, modern women right now have a new challenge. They must rediscover themselves, right? In this society that has like new rules. This brainchild of mine of specifically conducting a Zoom Sacred Circle of Modern Woman Group Therapy.
I love it.
Yes, you love it. That's a great name. It's to bring light to the path of so many women who are already powerful, or women who feel that energies are dormant, women that are living right now automatically in an unhappiness mode. And thanks to this pandemic, other type of crisis, that came to change the rules of the game. Our floors were moved, even me, provoking a reassessment of our lives in different areas, whether personal, couple relationships, family, as well as children, work, professional relationships.
It's all everything. The areas. It's all the areas in our life. That's great.
So many women are still lost without knowing what to do or where to start to transform their lives. And again, my mission is to serve as a compass to guide them in their moments of darkness so they can identify the roots of the underlying issues, rescue themselves, and see a new beam of light in their present and future that will allow them to soar like eagles in every aspect of their lives.
I love Rachel, it. I love
it. When I say rescue oneself, that involves living in harmony with life, healing our emotional wounds, releasing what no longer worked or positively contribute to one's life. It's walking lightly without emotional weight, becoming a creator and not a victim of one's destiny, feeling confident, daring, being authentic, using one's gifts to serve others. And again, attract prosperity, wealth, and again, of course, a good partner. Rachel, as soon as we heal inside and start transforming our negative thoughts, mental blocks that limit and sabotage our full potential, a metamorphosis will automatically take place and intrinsically reflect the beauty inside of oneself.
I love it. Oh my God, that's a handful of information right there.
I mean, I know.
You're very deep, Elisa, and that's why you are such a successful psychotherapist and psychologist. And, you know, listening to you talk, this is wonderful that you're doing this for so many amazing women out there. Congratulations on your brainchild. Congratulations on wanting to help women, you know, in all different areas, because, you know, it's not easy being a woman. You know, we have to get our education. We have to be a mom full time and also work either full time or part time. It's, you know, sometimes I don't know if it's full time or part time, but there's a lot of stuff going on. Take care of the kids, you know, so it's a lot. It's a lot. And then all our past. Yeah. So congratulations on this brainchild. How did you come up with that particular concept, the Sacred Circle Women of Group Therapy? Talk to us.
Well, coming up with this concept was a no-brainer for me after seeing so many women in constant turmoil in their lives. When a woman decides to heal and take the responsibility for her life as a co-creator of her circumstances, then she will rescue herself. She will become a detective of her emotions and life and will begin to pinpoint at what stage in her life she was marked by crisis, traumas, or difficult situations that were so painful, Rachel, and begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. My role as a personal psychologist is to guide these women in this unique journey to transform their lives at a conscious and unconscious level, thus helping them to happily achieve and exceed all their goals.
I love it. I love it. I'm sure that all our women out there that are watching tonight, they're saying, yeah, you know, I could talk to Elise. I can join this amazing circle of amazing women, modern day women, a group therapy, Zoom. I'm glad it's going to be a Zoom because a lot of people still don't feel comfortable in going out. Although a lot of us are going out and I'm starting to go out. So you as a psychotherapist should be proud of me. Of course, I'm vaccinated. So both of
my
vaccines. So I feel really good about that. Now, I'm sure that a lot of our viewers are wondering, you know, why are you just basically concentrating on women for this group therapy, you know, and not necessarily, you know, and excluding men, really. You're just doing women for this particular Zoom therapy. Why is that?
Well, when women get together as a group, miracles happen. When our creative energy comes together, Rachel, our individual and collective strength are intensified. And consequently, we all become beacons of light to each other. We raise the frequency of energy for ourselves, the group, our family, friends, and of course, the whole planet. Furthermore, when women gather together, the opening, you know, to the intimacy of each heart is easier and more fluid. And therefore, we feel more comfortable and open to express our emotions, feelings, thoughts, as we face these difficult situations and challenging situations. On the other hand, male energy is very important too.
Absolutely.
But many women come to the table with ancestral wounds that may include male figures and of course, male energy. Many don't even know it. And in order to heal those wounds at the beginning of this transformation, it is better to do it from the perspective of care and support of women to women until they are strong enough to face it in front of the masculine figure or group. That's why it's only for women for now.
Got you. That's an interesting perspective, especially from a psychotherapist. I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from. So for all those amazing men, Elisa, that are watching you here on On Point with Rachel Tergeman, if they want to be able to contact you, perhaps they would like to suggest to you to having a sacred circle of men. Why not?
Of course. I have many men as clients in my private practice.
Okay. So there's what's the number? Because we also are on podcasts. We're on Amazon, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict. So what? Let us have the phone number so during the podcast, they can also hear your phone number.
Of course, my phone number is 561-543-3357. So if any male is available or they want to start this sacred circle of modern men group therapy, of course, they can do it. They can call me.
Excellent. And you also are able to give a one-on-one therapy. I know that you have women in your practice and also men. So they can, if they want to do private, they don't have to be part of the group therapy. But if they want to be part of the group therapy, that's great. Or maybe they want to do both. Let me also have you say your email for the podcast. What's your email address?
Well, my email address is as my name and last name, Elisa Billiard, M as mom, at gmail.com. So please contact me.
Right. And let's just say Elisa's Elisa Billiard, Billiardm, like a Michael, at gmail.com. There is a Billiard. So now let's hear your story, Elisa. Talk to us about your story, your personal story, and how there was a direct correlation between your story and starting this unique initiative of virtual group therapy for modern day women? Talk to us.
Well, the inspiration that I have to create this project was my own story, Rachel. In the past, many times in my life, I have abandoned myself without even realizing it. I was constantly fighting with my inner self without being able to win, feeling frustrated, sad, alone, and sabotaging every advance I made. I felt that no one understood me, and sometimes even me, I didn't understand myself. I was so down.
I think that happens, Elisa. Would you say as a psychotherapist that at some point in our lives with some triggers and issues and dilemmas and traumas that we have in our life, and we all have them, you know, we feel down sometimes. We get depressed, yes. We have anxiety. Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. And yes, you're right. Not because I'm a psychotherapist, my life is like completely 100% happy and smiling, of course not. The difference is that I have the tools to manage all the difficult situations. That's the only thing, but difficult situations, traumas, everybody has it. Everybody, including me.
But like what you said right now is really interesting, that you have the necessary tools. And later on, I want you to talk about cognitive behavior therapy, because I think that's one of the tools, I know that's one of the tools that you use in your practice, and I find it very helpful. But go ahead, continue with your story.
Well, yes. So throughout the years, painful situations have touched me, and I have had to rise from the ashes like a phoenix. I have done all this alone, Rachel, many times. I did not understand why all these negative encounters engulfed my life, like the eruption of a volcano. And of course, I got very depressed since I did not know what I know now. Many times I found myself going round and round in a circle without ever seeing an opening to escape. Today, without a doubt, all those difficult situations, Rachel, traumas, crises that I have overcome have prepared me to guide other women who are facing dilemmas in their lives and lead them to the path of emotional freedom by breaking all their shackles.
Good.
Today, I thank God that I was able to earn degrees in psychology and in an effort to heal myself. And now everything that I have studied, read, experienced in the past have made me the person and professional I always wanted to be. Now, I want to give all I am and all I know to the service of healing and empowering women to become powerful, knowing that they don't have to do this alone anymore, Rachel.
I love it. And, you know, we all need that support system, Elisa. Like I said earlier, you know, nowadays, you know, we have all college degrees. The majority of women have college degrees. They have amazing positions. We have broken in many areas the glass ceiling for all of us. But it's a lot, you know. We're the ones that, you know, that have the baby. You know, we get bigger and bigger, and we want to keep our figure, but we love our baby, and we get bigger, and we have to work. And let's face it, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. I know.
That's why, you know, I feel that our sex is amazing. You know, being a woman is truly amazing. We're really superheroes when you think about it.
Oh, without, yes, definitely. You know, definitely.
COVID-19, and people have, you know, always hear me say how it creeped on us like a hurricane or a volcano. Did that have anything to do with you creating this particular group of modern day women?
Oh, yes. I think it was everything.
Yeah, tell us.
Yes. This pandemic, although it has been devastating, as you know, for all of us, as nation, as the entire world, it has also served us for us to conduct a clear introspection of our lives. This horrific pandemic, Rachel, has brought to the forefront those painful and annoying things that were already in everyone's life. By us caught in the rush mode in every day of our lives, many of us did not recognize those disguised torments in our lives, ripping us apart, until the pandemic forced us to sit down and, for the first time in years, look at our most inner self and reevaluate how we were actually living our lives. Today, I have seen families spending time with their children for the first time, couples trying to figure it out how they can live their lives in more harmony way and fulfilling manner. Also, families talking for the first time, Rachel, about their silence, their wounds.
Good.
Even, yes, people becoming creative. Now everybody needs to reinventing themselves. And people even being more open, of course, to using technology as we are doing right now. So it's great.
I agree with you. I feel that COVID-19 definitely slowed us down as individuals. You know, we could talk to our families more. We had more time for our families. Before, we were in a rush mode constantly. So that's good. At least it gave you the opportunity to also, you know, step back a few steps and say, you know, how can I help groups of women? Instead of one-on-one, which you still do in your practice, I know, but now you want to do these Zoom group therapies, and I think that's amazing. Hold the thoughts. We'll come right back to you. I want to take a few seconds to thank all of our VIP advertisers, because without them, the show On Point Rachel Turgeman would not be possible. We begin with the Jose Milton Foundation. Thank you, Ana Vega Milton, President and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for our youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to co-president Charmaine Gatlin, Flavia Yiso, and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation, Jackson Health System, making miracles every day. Catholic Hospice and Catholic Palliative Care Services, a big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff, Medical Director Dr. Tracy Romanello, and Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and their awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members. Synovus Bank, a big shout out to Armando Travanco, Regional Retail Manager for Southeast Florida. In business for more than 130 years, Synovus is a financial services company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Synovus Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including our South Florida footprint. Synovus is here for you to safely meet your banking, lending, and investing needs. Hashtag the bank of here. For more information about Synovus products, services, and locations, please visit www.synovusus.com. United Home Care, big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO. Another big shout out to Alina Palenzuela, Blanca Ceballos, and the rest of their stellar team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services, because there's no place like home. Frida Akasan Arsadan, our Asian American healthcare hero, invites other multicultural healthcare heroes to promote unity, understanding, respect, and tolerance among all. Marie Torreson, CPA, business owners, she will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call and make an appointment. Jewish University System, a big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, president and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degree in education or psychology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University System. Global Overday Seminary and University, known as GodZU, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact GodZU. Meet Alyssa Billier, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist, to solve your business and personal hurdles. She's here on On Point Rachel Turgeman today. She's amazing. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. New Haiti Enterprises, investors, join New Haiti Enterprises to reconstruct a new Haiti for a better present and future. A win-win scenario all around. Contact New Haiti Enterprises and make an indelible difference. Metro Mommy Agency, for all of your pregnancy support, before, during, and after, call Metro Mommy Agency. They provide childbirth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding support, night nurses, and the list goes on. With Metro Mommy Agency, you can birth better and begin parenting with confidence. Light of the World Clinic, thank you, Elaine Miceli Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, a special thank you to all our VIP advertisers. All of your services are beyond magnificent. And now back to you, Elisa. Elisa, what are the typical subject matters or topics that you feel you're going to be covering during your virtual therapeutic classes? Tell us.
That's my favorite part, actually. Well, Rachel, with the circle begins life, a new stage. And with this new stage, the awakening of the unconscious levels is in search for the revitalization of women. So we will address issues of healing of the inner girl. Also, we're going to talk about, we're going to use the method of coaching, clinical and organizational therapy, psychology. We're going to use cognitive therapy. That's when I try with my patients, all these negative thoughts, they're in their mind like a ruminative way. So we tackle that. I teach them how to transform those thoughts into positive one. Also, other method that I'm going to use is mental reprogramming. That's amazing because when you do that, this type of technique that I use is like you are changing the thoughts that you have that normally the thoughts became into a behavior and then at the end of the line in illness. So other techniques that I'm going to use is family constellations, psychotherapy. It's like a combination of transgenerational epigenetics. It's when we tackle or we identify all these family patterns so we can stop them and transform those patterns into positive ones. Other techniques that I'm going to use is energy healing. Everything is energy.
Oh, my sister would love that. My sister Fanny Elias, she's so into energy healing. Let me give a big shout out to my sister Fanny. I love you.
So yes, everyone or even everything is energy. So I'm going to use that and I'm going to teach these participants how to use that energy to heal, to overcome difficult situations. I'm going to teach for the first time how to time traveling.
Good.
To go to the past and change those traumas, those difficult situations that marked ourselves.
You know, when you talk about that, Elisa, you know, the subconscious mind, and obviously, you know, when we're growing up, we all have circumstances, we all have different issues that we have confronted in our lives. You as a psychotherapist or a psychologist might create, you know, might say that it's trauma. Let's talk a little bit. You touched upon cognitive behavioral therapy, and I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here, because I think that we're all guilty of that. But yes, if we have the right tools, which you go into empower these amazing, powerful women already and make them even more fabulous during your group therapy, I think that's very important. So let's kind of define cognitive behavioral therapy. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about, you know, constantly repeating negativity to ourselves? Can you expand on that?
Yes, of course. So normally, well, this is the technique. It's like a cognitive behavior psychotherapist or therapist. It's the same thing. But normally we attack or we focus on the mental patterns that become in behaviors later. Everything, Rachel, in our lives, even an illness or depression, become with a thought.
So, I really agree with you because I do feel that there's a correlation between the thoughts, the feelings, and the behavior. So, yeah, you know, I assume that you would agree with me because you're the psychotherapist, and I know you're going to be treating a lot of fabulous women, that we have to watch what we say to ourselves, the self-talk that we deliver to ourselves. Yes. Because if it's intrinsically negative, those negative thoughts turn into negative feelings, right? And those negative feelings turn into negative behavior. And that's where you come in.
Yes.
That's where you come in, Elisa, with your group therapy, and start changing that repetitive thought processes that goes in our heads and our subconscious mind, And perhaps you need to start replacing them. You as a psychotherapist need to start replacing them with positive thoughts and positive statements. It's almost like using a mantras, you know? I take one day at a time. So you repeat that, I take one day at a time. And that already slows me down. That where's the fire?
Yes, you're so right. Other names that we can use for the mantra, because people normally is like kind of scared of those words, like too spiritual. It's like affirmations, positive affirmations. So yes.
And I agree with you. So yes. Go ahead. So did you want to give examples of other mantras maybe that are good for us to repeat when we're alone and we want to meditate? Like I like, you know, take one day at a time, or, you know, things will be okay. You know, and what is that a lot of women, I know that when I was working in different positions, and I have always had a director's position in community relations for over 36 years, you know, especially women, they would be very hard, you know, to themselves. They wouldn't give themselves room. You know, they would say, oh, I failed at this, now I'm going to fail at everything. Not all, obviously, but, you know, you have one bad day and you say, oh, this is no good. No, you have one bad day, fine. What did you learn from that experience?
Yes, that's awesome that you're saying. And yes, that's the main thing. It's like be detective, as I said at the beginning, of your thoughts. That's the beginning of everything. Be aware of what I'm thinking. What's my inner conversation? It's not only what I said in words. It's also that I'm thinking about me, myself, my life, my job, and everything. So as soon as I identified that negative thought, so one of the techniques that I'm going to teach to my participants is to transform that word or that thought to a positive one.
Good. We need that.
Yes. So one technique that I recommended to all the people that are watching us right now is every morning, create your day in your head, in your mind. Not focusing in what you don't want. No. Focusing in what you want to your day.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you see a glass, right? And it's half full or half empty, how do you see it?
Yes. Always half full.
Half full, right? I couldn't get you. Yeah, so I will always see it half full. But I want to make sure that all our viewers know that we're all in this together. At some point, you know, we need the support that you're offering us. And thank you for those virtual classes on Zoom that you're going to be starting. How is that going to work? You're going to be doing this, beginning when? Talk to us about your classes.
Okay, so this group therapy for women, it's going to start in August, and it's going to be for 3 months. And if it's going to be once a week, only for 2 hours. And it's going to be like open, sacred, of course.
Of course.
So what else? Oh, the price. It's a gift. It's an introductory price. It's going to be $700 for the whole 3 months.
That's amazing. That's very low price.
Yes.
So I can tell you really love your job and you really love to help people, because that's for 3 months. That's a gift. It really is a gift. And to be able to bring all of our feelings up, you know, from the unconscious level to the, you know, to the conscious level, and to say, you know, I want to liberate myself from all this baggage, which is what you're going to do. To me, that's more than remarkable.
Yes.
So what do they have to do to register? Can they call you? Talk to us.
Yes, they can call me. Again, my phone number is 561-543-3357. Also, they can send me an email, lisabaillard@gmail.com. Exactly. My website right now is under construction, but I think it's going to be ready in 2-3 days. So I'm going to have the link available in my website too. So the person can register and do the payments and all that. But yes, I'm super excited, Rachel, about this group.
Me too.
And hopefully I can reach all the women out there waiting for this.
Right. And I wanna thank you, because when we were talking last week to do a show with you on this amazing virtual classes you're gonna do for the group therapy for women, the Sacred Circle of Women, I know that you were going to charge more money. And I said to you, well, how about if they watch you On Point with Rachel Turgeman. And he said, well, if they watch me on Point Rachel Turgeman, I'll take the price down to $700. So yes. I want to thank you for that, because I know that a lot of our viewers are going to take advantage of this, you know, because there's always room for improvement, Elisa. And what do you have to say about this concept that we have to feel our feelings? We have to feel our feelings so that tomorrow we can put those feelings that might be negative in the past. Can you expound on that concept?
Of course. Yes. Normally, we came for a background of family that said to us that, okay, so we have bad feelings and good feelings, but it's not like that. We just have feelings. And everyone, it's like as good as the other one. I know normally people think like being angry is something bad, or being sad is something bad, and being happy is wonderful. And it's not like that. When we are angry or sad, there's like a little bell inside of us saying like, there's something there that you need to see, or you need to focus on or overcome.
Why are we feeling this way, right? What's the root of this problem? And that's where you come in, because you dig it out.
Of course. So normally people hide those feelings. Like, it's like, you know, are you angry? No, but you can see.
Oh, I remember that.
That the person is angry, of course. But yes, as you said, feel that emotion. But that doesn't mean that you need to stay there for forever. No, just give that room, space to that emotion. Feel it.
And then we can put it in the past, right? Then we can just flip it to the past.
Of course. And always ask why I feel like this. What that situation or that person makes me feel sad or angry or frustrated or happy.
What do you have to say? I don't mean to interrupt you, Elisa, but what would you have? Because I want to cover a couple of things here. What do you have to say for those individuals that see things either in absolutes, either black or white, and they don't see any gray? How would you label those people? And I don't like to label anybody, but what message would you like to give all our viewers that either black or white and there's no gray? So no good, you know, this is good, and talk to us.
Well, in life, there are so many colors.
Thank God
so
for that.
So many combinations.
Good.
That's life.
Yes.
So when a person is like this or like that, not flexible, that means that person is not flexible, it's too mental. That means like normally has a very restricted parents, very lineal. So those people lives like a life is like a square. So no, people needs to be flexible. People needs to understand that people thinks different than us, behave different than us, and that's part of life. As I say, the rainbow is not only two colors, it has so many colors.
Beautiful, beautiful colors. And I think that, you know, I would like for all of us to be more flexible, because I find that when I was younger, I gotta be honest with you, Elisa, I was that way, you know, either this way or that way, or you know, the highway. But as you get older, you know, you learn to deal with those feelings, and you say, you know, you don't have to be so rigid and so stern and, you know, and so anal, if you will. You know, there's a little gray, it's okay, you know. Be flexible in life.
And let me tell you something.
Yes.
When people is like, start doing this, being more flexible, start to live like more happy life. Start to experience less suffering. Yes, that's the word. Because they know that everything don't necessarily need to fit in a certain box.
Exactly. I love.
So yes, people need to understand that everyone is different. And everyone think and act different than me. And that doesn't mean that they're doing wrong or I'm doing right. It's just different.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, Lisa, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for joining us today on Point Rachel Turgeman. Thank you for sharing with us how you plan to transform and heal so many amazing women and be more happy and be more fulfilled. Is there a last minute message that you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
Oh, yes. So every woman out there, if you're tired of tripping with the same stone, or you have the feeling that you're here to be and do so much more, this sacred circle of Modern Woman Group Therapy is for you. So please call me. Don't procrastinate and give me the chance to accompany you in this process of transformation. Again, it's going to be a gift. The price is good. My phone number is 561-543-3357. And my email is elisabelliardm@gmail.com. So send me a text, call me, and I'm here for you.
I love it. Women, for just $700 in 3 months, that's amazing. That is a gift, Elisa. And thank you for giving On Point Rachel Turkoven viewers a break on the price. I know that the courses are going to be, or the Zoom classes are going to be 2 hours once a week. So that's going to be so interesting. I'm so excited about that. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on to On Point Rachel Turkoven. Wish you the best of luck. And I look forward to inviting you back on Point with Rachel Turkoven.
Of course. Thank you, Rachel, for having me again here. I'm super excited about this therapy group.
It's going to be amazing, Rachel.
I can assure this is going to be amazing for those participants.
Absolutely. Wonderful things are coming our way. And to all of you, thank you so much for watching On Point with Rachel Turkoven. Please take this video and share it with your family and friends. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point with Rachel Turkoven. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. Stay healthy and stay safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.